Okay, you guys, let's do this. It's going to be so professional. Okay. Like, so professional. Here we go.
Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go. Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. We'll have a ball, with June, who's really tall. They have fun, interviewing comedians on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. Now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast is brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Hey, how are you?
Well, hello and welcome to the award-winning Laugh Support Podcast. I'm your host, June Colson, here with Michelle, with one L, Trisha's sister. Don't call me Shelly, Rhonda Colson Corey's friend, the one and only Michelle Van Dusen. Michelle, the theme song was super quiet, super quiet.
Like, not on this end.
Barely heard it. So I was like, are we there? How are you? And then you're like, hello! I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know. It's always an adventure on the podcast, isn't it? How we doing today, little one? How we doing?
Oh, we're good. We're good. I have a whole week of seminars to attend. So that's where I was at earlier today. So I was like, yeah, we can't record in the morning. And but then as the day went on, because the weekend was so full, I was like, oh, should I go tonight? No, we need to record.
So you have like daytime and nighttime all week long seminars.
Yeah.
Do you know, as someone with ADHD, that literally like made every cell in my body just, I feel like they just locked up. They're like, seminars over and over. No. Can I ask what the seminars are?
Yeah. So it's Winter Bible Seminar, and it's being held at Rhema Bible Church on the Rhema campus. And I love going every year, and people from all over the world come in for it. So it's a time for me to see my friends again, see some of my classmates, and meet new missionaries and that kind of thing. So, and you're, you know, the worship is always incredible. And then the word is amazing. So it's not like, you know, it's not a boring time at all. It's very, very good. And as an alumni, you know, since it's still during the school year, we're allowed to attend classes. Yeah. So you could attend classes, but I really enjoy the speaker this morning. And so I chose to stay in the service. So, Doug Jones is because he used to be, well, he still is a teacher there, but like he was one of my teachers. So it was like going to a class, but you know, in the bigger room. So it was really, awesome. Really good.
Well, when it's something you're really interested in, cause I say that, but if it was like, I am so new to understanding the word of God and really like digging in and reading and those kind of things that it is something that I love and I'm deeply interested in.
Yeah.
I mean, the struggle's still real, you know, with my, you know, attention, but yeah, I get it. Like God and comedy, those are the two things I could sit and listen to seminars on. Those two.
Yeah.
Things. Everything else. Yeah. It would literally be punishment for me. So I'm glad that we were able to carve out some time. Life has been crazy.
Me too.
You've traveled. I've traveled. So let's talk about the fact that both of us, I hate to say this. I really do, Michelle, but we both worked with a bunch of dummies this weekend.
Yes. Yes, we did. Oh my gosh. I can't even. So many dummies. I think. Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. I love the fact that you and I, even though we're in two different states, and when we travel and do comedy, we're almost still parallel with what we're doing.
Yes. 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 Okay. I should clarify. We both actually got to work with two of the best ventriloquists in the entire country. An absolute honor. I was able to work with Taylor Mason this weekend in Indiana, and you were able to work with who, Michelle?
David Pendleton. And mm-hmm. I was, first we had a show in Broken Arrow, and then we had a show in Joplin, Missouri. And also Rhonda Corey. But David Pendleton is the ventriloquist. I should clarify that.
Right now we're talking about the ventriloquist. We'll get to who else was on the lineup. But yeah, so it's just interesting on the same night, on Saturday night, both of us were in a lineup with a ventriloquist, and not just any ventriloquist. These guys are, they are just amazing, top notch. Yeah. I know that you guys had such a great time, and I can't wait to talk about the show that I was on with Taylor. Also on the show was a comedian from your area. Here's what's crazy is David, who's from the area I was in, went to Tulsa, and Leon, who's from Tulsa, went
down the street. Yep.
To where David's from. So it was a whole switcheroo this weekend. So let's talk about you did the Funny Together Tour. The Funny Together Tour is the brainchild of the amazing Rhonda Corey. We're going to have a lot of Rhonda Corey moments on this episode. And you did not one, but two shows with Rhonda. So tell us how all of that went. Where were you? All of the details, Michelle.
Okay, so on Friday night, we did a show at the Go Laugh Theater in Broken Arrow. And so it's a movie theater. And so they have one room that's set up as a comedy club. And then they have the room that we were in, which was a movie theater, which he just has, you know, he's put in temporary stages in there before. But when we pulled up, the owner was just finishing putting the last nail on a brand new stage in that theater. Yes. So I was so excited because it wasn't a temporary thing. It was solid, and it was bigger, so you had more space. And being short, it was actually a little bit higher, so I could actually see everybody. Because it's a movie theater, so you have the higher backs. It's it's not like a theater where you typically go to see live shows. Yeah, so that was, but oh my gosh, you know, you could get concessions, and so you got these big drinks, you got these big popcorn things, and they had the food is good. It's very reasonable priced. It's probably one of the most reasonable priced places to be. Anyway, it was packed out. It was completely packed. I got to see, you know, my friends came out, my pastor came out, and it was so much fun. And we, Dina O'Hara, who I believe you also know from the CCA. Yeah. She lives in Broken Arrow, so she and her husband came, and so she got to do, she did a guest spot.
Okay, I was going to ask, because I've been traveling and I'm getting ready to travel, I've kind of been out of the loop, but today I was looking through pictures, and I thought I saw a picture of her on stage at one of the shows, so I was going to ask you, that's so cool. So she came and did a guest spot, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
It was just really good, you know, that she got to come out and do that. And what's kind of exciting, on the 23rd of March, I'm going to be doing another show at the Go Laugh. This will be in the Comedy Club room. And Dina's on that one also. So it's a showcase show that Nicole Miller is presenting. It's the clean showcase. And so myself and Dina O'Hara, Lacey Raines, there's a couple other people. I think Brent Deo, and then Brian somebody. I don't know. It'll be posted up on the web pages and stuff.
Yeah, I think you have it on your social media now, right? Because
I saw that. And I just stuck it up and then went on with the rest of my day because, you know, I'm in these seminars. So I didn't really pay attention to all the names. I just went on. Yeah. Well, cool, so it's going to be really exciting. Yeah.
So new stage, you guys broke in the stage with the funny. I got several Marco Polos. If you guys don't know what that is, it's an app where you basically send videos to one another. And when I get a chance, I watch what Rhonda and Michelle sent to me, and then they watch what I sent to them. Yeah. So I got lots of those. Now, is that the show that Rhonda put eyebrows on you, Michelle? Because our last episode was really brow raising, and it was all about the eyebrow. And then I get Marco Polo that are more about your eyebrows. So much about the brow.
You know what? I think it might have been. I think it was. Yeah. I'm going to go with a yes on that one. The weekend was such a whirlwind. Yeah. I couldn't actually tell you when that happened. For whatever reason, Rhonda's like, I'm going to put an eyebrow on you and it's going to be amazing, because I don't know if you can see here. Let's switch the angle here for a second. My eyebrows are very, very blonde. They're very light.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we learned that last episode. We did. We're back to the brow.
Yeah. So, you know, so you see, I have this shadow right here. So for whatever reason, she's, I'm going to put an eyebrow on you. I'm like, okay. So I'm standing very still and she's just drawing. And I'm thinking, it feels awfully high. She drew an eyebrows up here.
In the wrong place.
The wrong place. And I'm like,
sorry. Did she have her readers on? Was she not wearing her readers?
No.
Michelle just shared with me a picture on her cell phone of her eyebrow. It's really, I mean, you look surprised. You look surprised about the eyebrows. Were you surprised, Michelle?
I was very surprised. I'm like, let me take a look before you start the second one. And I looked in the mirror and went, Rhonda, what are you doing? She's like, what? I said, my eyebrows are down here.
That's
she's
so
like,
funny.
Oh, she's, but it looks good. I mean, because it was a perfectly drawn eyebrow, just in the wrong spot.
Yes. Okay, so she was doing free facial work for you, and you were the free driver for the weekend, right? So you chauffeured everybody around, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So my mother-in-law let me use her car because it was larger than mine. And what was really fun is David travels with his dummies, you know, or his wooden Americans or whatever you're supposed to call them.
Yes.
Just not a puppet. And so he
co-workers, I guess he travels with his co-workers.
Yeah. He had more luggage than Rhonda and I put together. So,
wow.
Just say it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then what? So Linda came too, David's wife, who I absolutely love. She is just an amazingly brilliant human being. So kind, so beautiful. That as far as her luggage, I guess she has to travel light because David can't.
She did. Yeah. She traveled super light. So I was very impressed. I'm like, how do you pack that small? I need to know. So apparently the first thing is you got to be skinnier. So other than that, you know, because your clothes are, you know, tinier.
Yeah. Yeah. But Linda, she's a lot like me. Like we have 400 yards in length of material because she's got legs too. She's tall. She's a tall lady too. So
she is very tall.
Anyway, enough about Linda's luggage. Just this episode is all about Linda's luggage. This episode is sponsored by Linda's luggage. So,
da-da-da-da-da.
All right. So that was the first show.
Yeah.
It was in what used to be a movie theater. Yep. You had a brand new stage to be on. Dina got to come and do a guest spot, and you guys had a rockin' show. And you could always tell when your friends afterwards, just that energy, just how hyped up and how much, you know, fun that you guys were having together. And then you spent the night where?
So we stayed at the hotel here in town. And because that was like a late show. That was like, it started at 8 o'clock. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a late show to me. And all I thought was, I do not want to drive, you know, night from here to Joplin. So, and we had several hours before we had to be there, you know?
Yeah.
So we stayed in Tulsa and then drove the next day. We went to Joplin and the show was at Wildwood Baptist.
I love the name.
Yeah, Wildwood. And it was fantastic. So we got there, the show was going to start at 7:00 and I think we got there at 5 or 4:30, you know, cause you gotta set up sound and all that. Cause when you have You know, David has a whole production, you know, because he's got the
wireless
mic, and you know, there's music, and there's, so there's a lot more involved in sound check and stuff. And when the lady that was there, I'm not going to say anybody's names because you know how I mess up everybody's names. I believe it's Janet, though. She said, see this wall? We painted it because we knew you were coming. So they painted like their front foyer, and they like took out some furniture and just made it really beautiful. And that place was packed, absolutely packed. And it was so much fun. I think it was like 200 and some people were there. And so, you know, you just go through and you just talk to people before the show starts, kind of deal. And so there was the two ladies in the front, and I was chatting with them for a while, and, you know, found out that they got their tickets, you know, when they were on sale for the stocking stuffer time. And so the one lady, she's like, yeah, so I bought the tickets, you know, because the last comedy show we went to was at a club. And, you know, we sat way in the back because, you know, we didn't want to get picked on, but she couldn't hear anything, but that was okay because, they weren't all that clean, you know, she was, I had to buy tickets to the Christian show so I could bring her. So that's why we're sitting up front so she can hear, you know, or something like that. Right. And they had a great time. You could see them laughing and just enjoying themselves the whole time. And oh my gosh. It, like right behind them in that, on that side, there was someone that had the most unusual laugh. And you know how that goes.
Yep.
When you hear someone laugh in such a way, whether, you know, somehow, you know, sometimes people like snort and then people laugh after that, or, you know, like, do you remember that cartoon of that dog Precious? And when he was doing something wrong, he'd always, or he had that high pitched, like, laugh kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. So amplify that into this young lady. So she was laughing, but it was that high pitched squeal of some sort. I can't. There's no way.
Did
I could
you guys acknowledge it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
It can be, it's good, and then it can be bad, because then it's like you can't ignore it. I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth about it. You can't ignore it, but then the more she does that, the more it distracts from every one of your punchlines. Like, I was just talking to somebody, I can't remember who it was the other day, but they were saying their dry bar recording was like that. That there was a woman whose laughter was just so distracting and so out of control that they were basically like, we can't even use the first show because it was so just crazy over the top. And you can have fun with it a little bit and it can add to the punchline, but then sometimes, so did everybody acknowledge her or just one of y'all, or how did that work?
I acknowledged her because the first time, like, you know, so she laughed, but then I saw her do this, like she was trying to cover her laugh. And so then I do my standard, you know, I can see you, we can hear you, you know, like everybody, it's really important that you don't cover up your laugh, because if you do, you might implode and go boop, and look like me. And then that gets the whole laugh across. I said, so, you know, it's okay. Just go ahead and let it out, laugh kind of a thing. But no, that's just her laugh. So it didn't distract from anything. Mm-hmm. It actually enhanced more, because then, you know, when she was laughing, if it got kind of quiet, but she was still laughing, then it would give you another, another, you know, punch of laugh.
Yeah. Sometimes and, it can just make it more fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I know David acknowledged her, you know, so yeah, it was just, it was so good. It was such a great, and, there was one kid under 15. I mean, I didn't ask him how old he was, but my guess is, you know, 12, 13, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he sat over on the other side. And, you know, so I try to always do a kid joke, you know, and I'm like, and if there's no kids, it's for the grandparents to take home to their kids, kind of a thing. Yeah. And so I tell the joke, and this kid, he's got a sense of humor, because he started slapping his knee you know, like, oh, that's a knee slapper kind of a
sarcastically,
thing.
Sarcastically, yes.
Yes, yes. And that just cracked me up even more. So that was fun. Anyway, it was a great show. David did an amazing job. Rhonda killed it. I mean, it was just so good. And for the Wildwood Baptist Church, we came back on at the end of the show, the three of us. And then Rhonda asked David, well, you know, there's one of your characters that you didn't show the audience. You should show them. And so then he took out like his last Vern, I think, the bird.
Yeah.
And he gave the audience the bird.
Nice. So
he showed them the bird.
David, we thought you were a Christian.
Yeah, yeah. And then like, so they did the bird thing. So he, you know, of course he brings somebody up for that. And then he puts that mask on.
Yes.
An audience member. And yeah. So then he, you know, David's, you know, doing the mouth and stuff. And we finished with his showstopper, that song, you know, On With The Show or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we were backup dancers.
Oh, fun. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I don't dance. Yeah. So it looked like fun, you know, funny. Rhonda's a great high kicker kind of a thing, you know, great dancer. And then it looked like Elaine from Seinfeld was up there. Like, that's what it looked like.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was great. And everybody had a good time. And they were coming back. You know, people want, you know, to come back and have another show kind of a thing. So it was really, really fun. So, yeah. Anyway, so there's that.
That's awesome. So, again, we want to, you know, for our listeners, it is the Funny Together Tour. And this Funny Together Tour is run by our comedian and best friend, Rhonda Corey. So definitely be looking for that. Michelle and I are both on the roster of comedians that get to do those shows. And here's one thing that I think I definitely want to mention for people who might be interested in the Funny Together Tour is that this is an amazing outreach. This is a great way to reach out to people who are unchurched or maybe are looking for a church, because the majority the majority of Rhonda's understanding is that the people who came weren't from that church. These were people from outside the church, and it brought them in. So it was a great time for people to get to know that particular area and the people from that church. So it's funnytogethertour.com. That's funnytogethertour.com. And again, both Michelle and myself get to be on the roster of some really, really incredible comedians from all over the country. And this tour will go anywhere in the country. So, definitely reach out and look at that. I'm so glad. It's always fun. Like, if we can't work together, like if I can't be working with my friend, I love when my friends are working with each other and we get to cheer each other on and hear the stories of what happened. That's so cool that she wrapped it up like that, having David come back. And then I think especially the impromptu moments where it wasn't planned and you just went for it and had a good time. That's so memorable for y'all.
So they had, like, you know, we planned on having like some stools up there, and then we were just going to do like a Q&A kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so the two of them just popped right up on their stools and sat there, and, you know, and I just looked at my stool and I just kind of leaned against it. And so one of the questions from the audience was like, oh, this is for Michelle. Do you need a shorter stool? I was like, yeah, actually, I didn't bring my rappelling equipment. So
that's how I
did. I just leaned against it the whole time, you know, at the end there.
So the Q&A was actually after the show, not before?
Yes, yes. Cool. For this particular show, it was at the end. And one of the questions was, you know, was about, you know, who actually is a visitor. And it looked like 90% were visitors to it. It was such a great outreach. It really, really was. So
our friend Lauren, on the Unknown Tour, she does that with her audience and kind of checks it out to see. And that gives the church, if you're doing a church show, that gives them the opportunity to look and see, wow, that's crazy. All these people mm-hmm. came from different places to come and be at this event at our church, and they get to know that yeah. church and that community. So that's a big deal. Well, I get to work with a ventriloquist as well.
Yes, I want to hear about the show. Yeah. You were in Indiana, is that correct?
I was in Indiana, so I started my journey this week. Thursday, I had an event in Eastern Kentucky. It was for the Johnson County Health Department and the Appalachian Regional Hospital, ARH. They did an event. There was a teacher appreciation dinner and heart healthy kind of event. They had vendors, people set up outside of the ballroom, and they took people's blood pressure, gave them some health screenings, door or like gifts and stuff. Like, they gave me a bag and an umbrella and a stress ball, and it was really sweet. And then they had this beautiful dinner, and the high school choir sang, and I'm telling you, they were so good. And there's a young lady there, beautiful brown hair. Her name was Ava, and you know, that's my mom. That was my mom's God-given name. She went by Mo. All the kids called her Mo. But she reminded me so much of like what mom would have looked like as a young girl. So that was a real blessing to me. So I did that event. They basically wanted some encouragement for the teachers, some information about heart health. And then I did practice my set for Dry Bar, which I'll be recording here. When this episode comes out on Thursday, I will be recording the very next day on Friday. So anybody who's listening on Thursday, prayers are appreciated as I prepare to go to Provo, Utah to record that. So I did that. Yay! And then they're about 4.5 hours from my home. So I left there, drove 2 hours to my sister-in-law, Emily, to her house, and got to stay with her and my nephews. My nephews just kind of scatter when I show up, you know. They just go disappear, because Aunt Emmy, for my kids, she's Aunt Emmy, but Emily and Junebug are going to talk to like 2 a.m. So they're like, okay, good seeing you, peace out. And they disappear. So I got to spend
these
time
the little guys. Wait, how old are they?
No. That's my twin nephews here in Bowling Green. They're little. No, my nephew Landon, he just left this morning for the fire academy. So he he'll actually be, congratulations, Landon Colson. So in Jason's family, so the grandfather was a firefighter, the great grandfather was a firefighter. Grandpa was a firefighter. He had 2 sons. Both of those sons became firefighters and eventually fire chiefs in the towns mm-hmm. that they lived in. And both of his sons had 2 sons, and each one of them have one of their boys that are now firefighters as well. So
wow,
how crazy is that? So I hung out with my sister-in-law. She has an amazing home with deer that just show up in her backyard, and she feeds them apples. And I mean, I'm talking like 12, 18 deer will just be standing out back waiting for her to give them some food. And then my sister in Indiana messaged me, and she was like, hey, are you on the road yet? And I'm like, no, it's just like 3 hours from here. And I just plan on getting there around check-in for the hotel. And she said, well, you know, I mean, I'm north of Indianapolis, but we are getting hammered right now. Just a random snowstorm has blown up. And I'm like, what? And so I look at the radar and I see that it is coming. Like, the snow is headed towards Indianapolis. So I tell my sister-in-law, I'm like, well, I better get going. I ended up in probably one of the most dangerous drives I've ever been in my life. It should have been about 3 hours, and it ended up being 5.5 hour drive. Outside of Indianapolis, there was over 83 wrecks.
Oh.
Yeah. And the interstate was shut down. So the Waze app took me back roads. I did a story on my Instagram and Facebook where you can see just cars sliding off the road. People spun backwards. I passed cars that were off the highway and into trees. I mean, it was really, really bad. So I finally make it. I get there. Eric Lohe, the pastor of Crossroads Westfield in Indianapolis, met me, got me checked in the hotel, and then I got to have dinner with him and his wife. And then Leon, the jokester from Tulsa, he was driving. Well, he wasn't driving. He's blind. That would not be very good for anybody. But I'm telling you, like, he had probably just as much chance of driving successfully in that weather as anybody else. But fortunately, his mother-in-law was driving him. But Leon said that they slid off the road twice, like bumped a guardrail. Yeah. It was no joke. And I think it added like 2.5 hours to their drive from Tulsa, but they made it safely. It was a whole just crazy. It was one of those situations where it was so absurd and it was so dangerous and there was nothing I could do. I mean, I was stuck on these back roads and I had to follow them so I could get back to the highway, that it was just like, it was just this peace. This is peace, and that God was going to carry me through, and whatever happened, if I end up in a ditch, well, we'll figure out what to do from there. But I did stop and buy some snow boots because my sister told me what I was getting ready. Right.
That's smart.
Yeah. So luckily I was there. I came in a day early. So
oh, good.
I got some rest, got to chill out at the hotel the next day. And then we did, it's called Pizza and Punchlines, and it's basically a For Our Neighbor event that Crossroads is involved in, and they reach out to people all over their community and do a free show, free food, bring in multiple comedians, put on a full-blown, just top-notch comedy show. And this year, I was able to be one of the feature acts a few years ago, and they invited me to come back this year and host the event, which was a huge honor. So I got to work with Leon the Jokester. He had a great set. He was so much fun. The audience loved him. Taylor Mason, the ventriloquist, rocked the house. A standing ovation, you know, that
Taylor is one of the busiest comedians probably that I've ever met. Because he, you know, from the Disney cruise to the traveling all over the
and
place.
And that's where he was headed, Disney cruises. He came like rolling in, sound check, set up, smashed the faces of everybody in Westfield, grabbed his stuff and was headed out because he had a 5 o'clock flight to go do the Disney cruise from there. But you talk about a humble, kind, and amazingly accomplished and talented human being. And then, you know, he shared with me the next day, I think one of the people he brought on stage, there's a little boy that he brought on stage and kind of discovered, I guess he discovered later. I don't think he knew before he brought this kid up. He said, you know, God really kind of orchestrates those moments. This particular child and his family, had lost a loved one and had been going through a really hard time. And this little boy was so funny. He was so off the chain. He was flexing. He was putting on his own show. And what's cool is that we get to be a part of those kind of moments. That was just a moment that family needed. The whole audience had such a great time with it. I'm sure there are people who knew that family, so it meant even more to them that was up there and just had this moment. So man, that was just so super special. Again, the people at Crossroads in Westfield, Indiana, they've had us, Rhonda that does the Funny Together tour, she has organized 2 summer shows with them, and it's kind of the in-between show. It's a showcase of comedians called Popcorn and Punchlines. And it's kind of a smaller scale version, but I mean, they're packing the house out for that as well. So that's this summer.
With the so you're saying the pizza one is a smaller version, or
no, popcorn is
the pop, that's a smaller, because it was like 400 people there or something.
Yeah, so my understanding is before COVID, the Westfield show had gotten up to about 800 people. They have it in the high school theater, and that sounds like their high school theater, like it's a little place. No, this is a top-notch theater. Wow. This is a really, really nice theater. And and they do the full like pizza meal, and you know, there's a lot of other stuff that kind of goes into that.
Yeah.
And so when Rhonda reached out, rather than it being, you know, booking these 3 comedians and doing it that way, when Rhonda reached out to him about doing the popcorn and punchlines. It's multiple comedians.
Yeah, short, it's like a showcase. Sets.
It's a showcase, not necessarily your traditional comedy show. And they do, you know, they do popcorn, not the pizza meal and those kind of things. So it's a little bit less, I guess, daunting for the church to do that. But
they were
on board. And then the folks from the church who were there were, you know, coming up, are you coming back this summer? And we hear they're doing popcorn again. So they're super excited. This church just loves on their neighbors, loves on their community, and absolutely loves comedy. And Pastor Eric Lohe, I'm telling you, I it's one of the people that I've been so blessed to get to know through this journey in comedy. So
he gets it. As a pastor, he gets it. Because he's out there face to face working with the community, you know, all the hardships that people are going through. And he understands that having clean comedy, sometimes with a message, sometimes not with a message, you know, but just having that and having an opportunity to bless the neighborhood and bless people, to give them an opportunity to laugh.
Yeah.
And he gets it. Where, you know, so like one of the couples at in Broken Arrow, they said, okay, they asked me how long the show was going to be. You know, I'm like, well, it's going to be, you know, 90 minutes to maybe 2 hours kind of thing, right? And they're like, oh, okay, because our granddaughter is now in the hospital or is in the emergency room and we have to go get the grandkids. I'm like, oh, are you going to leave? They're like, oh, no. We need to make sure that we get filled up first. We need to laugh first before we go and have to deal with this emergency.
That doesn't sound good, doesn't it? That's just being an inspiring story. And you're like, they're like, oh, yeah, we got a family member in the hospital, but they'll be fine.
Well, it's because they have to go get the other kids, you know. You need to watch the kids while the parents deal with the
laugh a little. It's just, I get what you're saying.
But yeah. But you know what I mean. But it's all these, like, you know, doing a couple of the shows with Lauren and the Unknown Tour, we've had, you know, women have come up and like, I haven't laughed in months since, you know, so-and-so, you know, died, or I haven't, you know, laughed because of this, or I just got a cancer diagnosis, or like, there's all these little things that everyone's dealing with. And for people to be able to just breathe and laugh for a moment, it's so helpful. So I love Pastor Eric so much because he doesn't just get it. He does something about it.
Yeah.
And he just makes it such a big and an amazing event. So I'm so, so glad that you got to be there. And Leon, you know, from Tulsa got to go, and you had Taylor Mason. I mean, that's so good. So good.
Yeah. And we get to do this. I mean, I before I go out, when I start getting the nerves start kicking in, I try to say I'm excited that I'm not nervous, but I try to look at the other comics on the show and go, we get to do this.
Yeah.
We get to do this. And it's tough, man. Comedy, people don't, you know, it sounds like you just have this goofy, fun job, but it's like, and we just get to be silly and all that. And we are serious about our craft. We're serious about what we do. And there are no guarantees when you go out on stage that people are going to receive it, that they're going to enjoy it. But we just keep going because it matters. And we get to have these opportunities to have those moments. I just did a show with Lee Hardin not long ago. And at the end of the show, this elderly gentleman in his 90s came up and told me that he had not been out of the house since his wife died in June. But he basically just lingered around the house and, you know, the essentials, right? But he didn't get out and go anywhere. He was just sad. And he said his buddy talked him into coming to the comedy show and told him it's a clean show and, you know, you'll enjoy it. And he went out of his way to come talk to me and tell me how much he loved the show and how much it meant to him that he was able to just let go for a little bit, how he missed her. He was so glad that he came. You know, that's huge. I don't take it for granted that we're given those opportunities, and every story like that just really means something to me. So
you said he was 90.
He was in his 90s. Yes.
In his 90s. Wow. One of the ladies at the Joplin Theater, I'm not exactly sure her age. I know she was a little more older than we are. And she pulled out of her purse. She goes, "I'm ready to laugh. I got my Depends." She's like, this is my extra pair. I'm like, "Are you going to sell those? Because we could probably get a lot of money for
that
right
now."
She
really took her underwear out and...
Well, the extra, the next, yeah, she's wearing a pair that she had the extra pair. Yeah. And it just cracked me up. It just, I'm like, I might need those now. I mean, it was so funny.
Listen.
I'm going to sell those at my merch table now.
Listen to me. I can't wait to be so just who cares what people think. I can't wait to be that age. I don't know. 70, I don't know if it's 80, but I can't wait to be at the place in my life that I will just pull out my Depends undergarments out of my purse and show it to people. Like, I want to be that just off Free. The wall, unpredictable Nana. I can't wait to be crazy Nana for my grandkids one day. Man.
I think I want to sell that at my merch table and have something, yeah. You know, on it, you know, like, laugh till you pee or something, you know what I mean? Like just whatever. Cause it cracked me up, but I just had to put that out there. Okay. So June,
yes.
I know, from this past week, you've gained some experience about some stuff.
I have. Yep.
So,
tip of the week.
Yes. What is your tip of the week?
The tip of the week is know before you go. Know before you go. Okay. So I took for granted that before I left on Wednesday, I checked the weather forecast and it showed the Indianapolis on, you know, the time that I was there, there was only one day that there was a chance of snow and it was only 10% chance of snow and it was going to be around 33 degrees. That was it. So I had a denim jacket, I had tennis shoes and I had show shoes, not any good shoes to walk in the snow. So when fortunately my sister called me and warned me about the snow, I had to stop and buy snow boots. I stopped and got a beanie and some gloves because I was completely unprepared. I could have driven the 4Runner. They get snow in Indiana like that. I've been to the show and there was snow, but I looked too far ahead in advance. Assumed that the weather would not change. And I ended up truly in a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
So I say, check the forecast, especially if you're going to be on the road multiple times. If you're going somewhere in February, anywhere north of Kentucky, or even really Kentucky and north, just prepare like it's going to snow.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. If you're driving, you have got the space to throw the equipment in there, the flashlight, the gloves, bottled water. And I travel with most of those things, had a blanket, things like that. But I say, check again, check and double check. Fortunately, my sister Leslie let me know that there was snow and I picked up the things that I needed to keep myself safe. So know before you go and double check that weather. So that's my tip of the week. All right, Michelle.
Well, I just want to add to that also.
Oh, okay.
The know before you go is if there is going to be bad weather like that, that, you know, I'm thankful that you gave yourself an extra day to get there.
Yes.
Because a lot of comedians like, okay, I got a show at 7 o'clock tonight. I need to be there at 6. It's only 5 hours. Yeah, I'll just go. And then what if you don't make it, right? Because of traffic or, you know, any of that stuff. So I love that you gave yourself enough time. So you weren't even panicking over.
I didn't have to worry that I was going to miss the show. I was just worried that I was going to miss the road. 83 wrecks around as I was trying to get in there. But, you know, it didn't slow down people. By the next day, they had the roads cleared and people were rolling 100 miles an hour down the highway and everybody was ready for comedy. So it worked.
It worked good.
So thank you again to Crossroads Church. Thank you to the Johnson County Health Department for having me there and to the Apple Lation Regional Hospital ARH. That was so much fun.
Appalachian Mountains.
The Appalachian Mountains. I was riding around in the hills
right there
of Kentucky. Well, tell us your goofy joke of the day. I gotta start packing for the Dry Bar comedy special. And while I'm there, Michelle, I will go prepared. I am bringing the snow boots. Here's my boots I bought. Look at these boots.
Oh,
what are they called? A priest?
A priest?
I don't know. Either way.
Is that suede?
It's fake something. They were $20. I don't know what they are. But they kept my tootsies warm, and they're a size too big for me because I wasn't paying for shoes my size. They were more expensive. So whatever. I'm going snowmobiling.
Oh,
dry bar special. Not like right after. It'll be the next day. But I'm gonna go snowmobiling while I'm there. Talk about that. Okay,
now fun. Make sure you pack an extra pair of socks for those boots and those wonder bags. You know, stick them in there too.
Yes, I gotta cover I gotta cover my tootsies with bread sacks. All right, what's your joke of the day today, Michelle? Let's wrap this up.
All right, my joke of the week. Da da da. What did the tree say to spring?
What did the tree say to spring, Michelle?
Oh, what a relief.
That's so bad. It's so bad. I can't do it with you anymore. Okay, that's it.
But we were just talking about the winter and the snow. Come on. That's a relief.
Come on. No, we heard it the first time. We don't need it again. Y'all, that's it for this episode of the Laugh Support Podcast. Make sure that you follow Michelle Van Dusen at Michelle's Comedy. M-I-C-H-E-L-E-S comedy. Only one L, my friends. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Junebug Comedy. If you're listening to us, then why don't you watch us? Why don't you see us? Come see us on our YouTube channel. And if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, you can listen to us when you're on the go at any of the major podcast platforms. All right. I'm going to let them go now, Michelle. Jesus and Junebug loves you, friends. Tell them goodbye, Van Dusen.
Goodbye. Okay, I'm a horrible ventriloquist. I'll try it again. Goodbye. Have a great day. Goodbye.